Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then the best of, if you will, the encore presentation, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, on the River Talk Radio Network's 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so we've got that Facebook live stream. Hello, everybody. I don't know why you're watching me, because there's nothing to see here, obviously. I ain't no Tim McGraw. I ain't no Tug McGraw. I ain't no Tugboat. I mean, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see other than our logo, Big Willie 105.5 and ECM Energy Services, a great energy services company that pays top dollar for great drivers. Incredible benefits is beyond belief. There really is. But really, there's not much to see here. I've got my Big Willie 105.5 mic flag and me. Nothing to see. And yet people do. This is amazing to me. I'll get thousands of views for my Facebook live stream of the show, and there's nothing to see. There's nothing remarkable about me at all. I've accomplished nothing of any significance in my life. I don't know why anybody cares. I swear to God, I don't know why anybody cares. I'm glad they do. Thank you very much. But I don't know why. I really don't. All right, here's the latest. I've not heard back from Lou Vargo yet. He was going to call back when he could confirm something. I don't know if it's about the body found in Wetzel County that Governor Morrissey is saying could be connected with the flood. We do not know. I've reached out to Lou, so he's not gotten confirmation yet, so I've not heard back. So I don't know if we'll be able to get him on by 9 o'clock. So we'll go from there. Want to go over one last time these past 2 days here, giving you lots of information about how you can help. My guess is that after the flood situation, the flash flood tragedy, and now a couple of days of this, that pretty much we've got everything that we need. So we're going to start tailing off a bit tomorrow and talking about some other topics as well. And we might have more prizes for you tomorrow. We might actually have some more prizes for you tomorrow. So we'll go from there. But I do want to go over one last time today how you can help. And I want to thank again Kara Elietta, who was just absolutely wonderful, the assistant fire chief and EMS director, Tri-Delphia Fire Department. They're going to need some help. The volunteer fire department there, the building, the back building suffered apparently a lot of very, very serious damage, and they're going to need lots of help raising money. We'll do whatever we can here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local to help them. Whatever Kara asks for, we will do whatever we can to help get the word out. So please keep them in mind, if you would. Again, we're getting lots of questions off air about the incredible open letter written by Jeremy Schotten to his poor wife, Kylie, and their poor daughter, Parker. Again, that is posted on Big Willie 105.5. It's also posted on Dimitri, my Facebook profile page, and it's been posted really lots and lots of different places. It's a very, very moving thing. Jeremy is spelled J-E-R-E-M-Y, and his last name is Schotten, S-H-O-T-T-O-N. And this flash flood, at least six fatalities, could be a couple more. The face of it, for better or worse, the face of it is this poor mom and her daughter. And now this follow-up open letter by Jeremy Schotten. It's just, it is heartbreaking beyond belief. Heartbreaking beyond belief. I read it earlier, couldn't begin to do it justice. You can read it for yourself on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and other places on the internet. It did remind me of one thing, though. Ken Burns produces incredible documentaries for Public Broadcasting Service, PBS. One of his documentaries was incredible, absolutely incredible. It was called The Civil War. Now you might think, what's the connection between that and this flash flood tragedy? Well, just hear me out here. And there were many iconic scenes and sounds connected with this incredible documentary. If you have not seen Ken Burns' Civil War, you have got to see it. It's TV at its finest. Storytelling at its finest. History lesson at its finest. It's just, I cannot say enough good things about Ken Burns and his Civil War on PBS. If you've not seen it, if you do nothing else, see that. It's breathtaking. There was this one scene, and this thing took many, many hours. I mean, it's huge, huge production. But there was this one scene, one little segment of it that became so iconic that if you do a search, if you Google this and just simply say Civil War letter, it'll take you to right where you need to be. And it was written by a Union officer from, I think, Rhode Island. Sullivan Ballou, I believe, was his name. And he wrote this letter to his wife right before a big battle, Battle Bull Run or something, I don't know what. It was right before a very big battle. And the narrator who was reading this, you could also hear the background music of the that special theme music that they played for the Civil War, Ken Burns' Civil War, A Shocked and Farewell or something along those lines. And this letter from, I believe his name was Sullivan Ballou, to his wife, was so moving, it was so powerful, that all you have to do for a search, I mean, to see it, to see the, it's a little video, it's like maybe 3 minutes or something like that. Just do a search, Civil War letter. That's all you need, Civil War letter. And you will see this incredible piece of television, incredible piece of history, and it is so moving. It is so touching. It'll rip your heart out. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it will rip your heart out. And as wonderful as that whole documentary was, The Civil War by Ken Burns, with so many incredible images and sounds and everything else, this one letter from Sullivan Ballou to his wife was just like in another dimension. If you're not familiar with it, or if you have not seen it in a long time, you might want to take a look at it. Civil War letter, or Sullivan Ballou. That one letter captured so much of the humanity and the issues regarding the Civil War. And I can very easily make the argument that this open letter by Jeremy Shotton, Shotton, on a much smaller scale, of course, captured so much of what we are dealing with here with this flash flood tragedy. An open letter to his wife and their child, both of whom were swept away. That's Jeremy Shotton, Shotton, the open letter that he wrote. Has the same kind of impact on a much smaller scale, of course, as that letter by Sullivan Ballou to his wife right before one of the big battles in the Civil War. It'll tear your heart out. It'll just tear your heart out. All right. Next, if you want to make donations, lots of different ways to do this. Catholic Charities West Virginia, 100% of the donations go toward long-term recovery to help the neighborhoods rebuild and donate disaster services recovery program, Catholic Charities West Virginia. Here's the URL, www.ccwva.org. That's Catholic Charities West Virginia, www.ccwva.org. And 100% of the donations go towards long-term recovery. So by all means, please please do that. All right. Also, Renee Dorsey, again, Guntry, in coordination with Ohio County, West Virginia EMS, Guntry at the Highlands is assisting with supply efforts for victims of the recent flooding. If you want to make any sort of donation, here are the supplies that they need. Just a sample of the supplies that they need. Clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and non-perishable food items. Call Renee at Guntry, 304-832-3131. That's 304-832-3131. Renee Dorsey is one of the really, really, really good people here in the Valley. You might remember her. She had a limousine service. I don't think she has that anymore, but a lot of people know Renee, and she's one of the really, really good people. So again, 304-832-3131. No word from Lou Vargo, so he wasn't able to, presumably was not able to confirm that story that he was working on. My apologies. We were hoping to get him back on when he could confirm it. But if you can't confirm it, well, you can't break the news. I mean, that's just how it works here. And but Lou Vargo, let me tell you, whatever they're paying this guy, it's not enough. It's absolutely not enough. Director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. I hope whenever all of this is over that the county commissioners and the mayor of Wheeling and others have some sort of appreciation dinner for this guy or give him some sort of award or pay raise or whatever. Lou Vargo, self-effacing, humble, and yet he, along with Philip Stahl and all the others, have done really, honestly, magnificent work. We are very, very lucky to have them. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there is.